And finally, in our top five, a spokesperson for the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said that Scotland cannot veto Brexit as the decision was taken by the United Kingdom. Downing Street says that a new independence vote is the last thing that Scotland needs as political turmoil following Britain's decision to leave the EU widens. The spokesperson added that the reasons for Scotland to stay in the UK are as strong as the first Scottish independence referendum 2 years ago. This comes as the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says that a second Scottish independence vote is back on the table. Sturgeon added that she and her colleagues will begin direct talks with EU officials about remaining in the bloc to protect Scotland's interests. 62% of Scottish people voted to remain in the EU. Derek Conway is a former British MP joining us from London. So, Derek Conway, is it possible for Scotland to go turn around and talk to the EU directly to remain and forget about the UK at this point, who is not, who has voted to not remain in the European Union?
There are two things that are happening. Scotland has said that, or the Scottish government has said that it will try and veto a British Act of Parliament to deconstruct all the treaties that caused Britain to be part of the European Union. It actually is not legally able to do that. There is a marker in British law that says matters that affect devolved powers in Scotland and in Wales and in Northern Ireland, that there has to be a consultation with the parliaments or assemblies of those three constituent parts of the United Kingdom, but only in matters which the Westminster Parliament has already given them power over. They don't have power over foreign affairs, and they don't have power over supranational constitutional matters. So, in fact, there is no legal basis for what the Scottish First Minister is presently saying. It's really a PR exercise, a media stunt, and it will be shown to be that in the fullness of time. The more important question is, can the Scottish government negotiate directly with the European Union about maybe leaving the United Kingdom and joining the EU into everything, joining the Schengen Agreement, joining the Eurozone Financial Pact, and all of that. And the truth is, they've been given a cold shoulder already. The President of the European Commission has made it quite clear to them that they would not be prepared to talk to Scotland about these matters. And the reason they're saying that, of course, is that other EU member states would be terrified of this happening. The Northern Alliance in Italy would quite like to break away from Italy. The Catalonians in Spain would quite like to break away from Spain. And France is not without its own difficulties in breakaway territories. So this is not a Pandora's box, as we say, that the EU is going to open up. So whilst they might love to have Scotland, a small nation, 5 million people, not economically actually very strong, whilst it might just be another card to have in the pack of the European Union, they wouldn't be prepared to pay the price that they'd have to pay amongst those other nations. So again, this is all really just about a media exercise on the part of the First Minister of Scotland.
Thank you. Former British MP Derek Conway there from London.